We're just 11 days from the debut of Rivian's first two vehicles at the LA Auto Show. It's a big moment, not just for the electric vehicle startup, but for the Bloomington Normal economy as well. If all the manufacturing jobs materialize as Rivian promises, they'd become a top 10 local employer. GLT's Ryan Denham traveled to Plymouth, Michigan yesterday, just outside Detroit, to visit Rivian's engineering and design hub. He's in studio to share what he saw. Ryan, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Sure thing, Mike.
So before we talk about what you saw, let's talk about what you can't talk about. There were conditions of your visit to Rivian. What were they?
Yeah, so as everybody recalls, Rivian has been a little bit secretive over the past couple of years as this thing has got going. They were in a what they called stealth mode even, which is kind of a cool name. Anyway, when the media got to this this facility outside Detroit yesterday, they were pretty clear that any specific details about the vehicles, including the vehicle that we saw and touched and played with and all that, could not be shared until the LA Auto Show itself, which begins on November 26. It's kind of funny, actually. They were nice about it, but when you get there, they actually took my phone and like put tape over the camera so I couldn't sneak a little photo. You can see a little slice, a little flavor of the first pickup truck, which is called the R1T. They're launching this teaser video today that'll be on social media that'll give you a little bit of it.
The R1T, is that their name or is that the consumer name?
That is the consumer name.
The R1T. But you can't tell us what this vehicle
looks like. I have seen it, but I cannot talk about
so
it.
So when will we actually see what the vehicle looks like at the LA Auto Show?
Yeah, it'll be Monday, November 26th.
Okay, so no details about the vehicle. What did the place look like? You can talk about that.
I can. It's pretty cool. There's about 300 employees at this this space outside of Detroit. It's their engineering and design hub. You know, it's a real interesting mix of like young, diverse engineer design types, but they're kind of working side by side with, you know, very seasoned automotive industry professionals, guys in their, you know, in their 50s who've been in different companies and have landed here because they're sort of attracted to this idea of making something from scratch. They call it a clean sheet program. Hmm. So the physical space, think of it like if a Hollywood set designer asked a Hollywood set designer, hey, create a make it look like a tech startup, but they make cars. It's like it's very on the nose, but it's pretty cool. It's like the set from the movie The Social Network or TV show Silicon Valley, and everything inside is really on brand. You know, they're trying to cultivate this adventure brand thing. So all their conference rooms have names like The Aquarium and The Woods. They've got like a little table in their design studio that has like these inspirational things on it, like a carabiner and heavy-duty water bottles, that kind of stuff.
So what did you actually learn yesterday that we didn't know before? And this is actually for our bottom line since we paid to send you there. Well, I want to make, was it worth the trip?
I think so, yeah. I think for me, the scope and the ambition of what they're doing is much bigger than I thought it was before I went. You know, when RJ Scaringe, the founder and CEO of the company, comes to town, he's typically, you know, by himself or he's doing interviews by himself. So you get this impression that it's a sort of a one-man band. But it's really not. The level of expertise at this company goes well beyond him. There's guys like Mark Vinals, the Rivian Executive Director of Engineering and Programs. He was at this British sports car maker, McLaren, for many years. Also at Lotus, which is another British company. He's sort of the number two guy beneath RJ on the engineering side. I mean, just walking around the place talking to people, there's just like tons of British accents. I don't know if that's a fair thing to say, but that's what you experience. And they've got this new advanced engineering team that they just put in place in the United Kingdom. There's 600 employees now, I mean, literally around the world now. So it's bigger than I thought it was.
300 of which are at Plymouth, Michigan.
Yes.
So Rivian has been talking a lot about this niche that they're going to try to carve out, an electric adventure vehicle. What else did you learn about this brand that they're cultivating?
So outside of the super secret vehicles we saw yesterday, that was the big thing. So how RJ Scaringe puts it, the founder and CEO of the company, they want to be both aspirational and inviting. So aspirational, like, you know, fancy, premium, high-tech stuff, expensive a little bit. But inviting, which means to him, like functional, like a car or vehicle you wouldn't mind getting dirty, you know, getting muddy, throwing your surfboard in, yada, yada. So that's sort of the combination. To put it in a kind of a competitive construct, Tesla, BMW, Mercedes-Benz are also doing electric vehicles. That's not surprising. But Scringe makes the argument that they're aspirational, but not functional, right? You don't want to put a surfboard inside your Tesla. So yesterday they were talking a lot about all the customer research they've done. They spent 3 years interviewing potential buyers, taking pictures, videos of them and their lives. What I thought was kind of interesting is they've been like accessing vehicle purchase data down to the zip code to help them decide where to put their first stores. You know, so they're finding out stuff like, you know, it's very common if somebody has a Tesla, also in their garage is going to be an F-150, a pickup truck. So they're kind of, you know, exploring who their customers might be. So we talked to this the creative director at Rivian, a guy named Larry Parker. He walked us through the user research. He talked about how the brand isn't just about the people who can buy these premium vehicles on day one.
We're creating a brand that not only builds brand and is super impactful, but also allows people who might not be able to join the Rivian network in the very beginning to come in a little bit later.
So employees there, they seem to really like this clean sheet experience, as I said, where they're creating something from scratch. They're not just like updating the model year from 2018 to 2019. So here's Rivian's vice president for vehicle design, a guy named Jeff Hamoud. He grew up in this small town in Canada, previously was design chief at Jeep. He's wanted to design cars since he was like 6 years old.
That's one of the fun and exciting challenges we had here. We don't have history. We are a new brand. How do we create something that communicates our brand in terms of being, it does want to feel like it's strong. It does want to feel confident, but it wants to feel intelligent. It's not like a traditional truck where you differentiate it with a big, huge grill. We don't need that. That's not how we're going to make the vehicle look tough.
In fact, Ryan, you and I have both heard R.J. Scaringe describe these vehicles as the difference between a Hugo Boss suit and a Patagonia down vest, which I think is a great way to describe it. And that's sort of the same angle. I've not heard anything different here as a result of your trip to Plymouth. Where are they in the process? What's the timeline for these vehicles to launch, go on sale, actually see one on the road?
First ones will get delivered to customers 2 years from now, so fall of 2020. We heard yesterday that they're going to be making tens of thousands of these each year in those first few years. About the five-year mark, they'd be aiming for 40 to 50,000 sold each year. That's around the world. Interestingly, their biggest shareholder is this Saudi conglomerate named Abdul Latif Jamil. They're really big into auto distribution internationally. And that's the first time I'd heard them referred to as the biggest shareholder in this privately held company. After about 5 years, though, Rivian is going to try to shift toward, you know, away from just selling these vehicles to this subscription model that they've talked about before, which is, think of it like a short-term rental where you can call a vehicle on your phone and they send one to you, pick you up for the weekend, you use it, it drives itself back.
They're launching in 2020 to get ready for that. What's happening here in Normal?
I mean, that's the part we really care about, right? So they've got 60 to 65 employees here locally. Lots of them are former Mitsubishi folks. Bought that plant for, you know, $16 million, which is cheap in that world, at least. I talked to RJ Scringe about this, and this is kind of what's going on the inside right now of the plant.
A lot of things are happening on the inside. So we're redoing the body shop. We're putting in place a battery assembly line. So what you saw over there digitally for the technical overview, that's happening in a really elegant layout that's basically using the extension of the plant, that part that's the extension was added about 12 years ago, and we're reusing that for all the battery assembly that's being set up, and then we're making some updates to the paint shop as well.
So the hiring there is going to, you know, start to rise, you know, next year. The local and state tax breaks that Rivian got to move to Illinois requires 500 full-timers by 2021 and then 1,000 by 2024 if they're going to get all the incentives that they were looking for.
We're not going to have significant hiring ramp really for about another year as we set everything up, because right now it's just people building the line and setting the line up. It'll really be when we start our pilot builds, which is end of 19, beginning of 20. And then once we start pilot builds, then at that point, then it's a gradual growth in the team, with start of production being less than 2 years from now.
GLT will be providing coverage from the LA Auto Show. What should we know about that particular show? What's going to happen there as it concerns Rivian?
Yeah, so Rivian is going to be debuting their first two vehicles. This is the pickup truck we've been talking about, as well as like a companion SUV that's similar, but, you know, an SUV. That's going to happen Monday the 26th and then Tuesday the 27th. I'll be there to report on that. You know, the big questions are, you know, how is the auto world going to react to these things? They're so different from anything else that's out there. How are they going to be priced? What's the plan going to be from a sales standpoint? Where are the stores going to be? Hopefully we'll learn some of that in L.A.
That's GLT's digital content director, Ryan Denham, who spent the day yesterday at Rivian's engineering and design hub outside Detroit. Ryan, can you tell me what the vehicles look like?
No.
You cannot. Okay. We'll see him on the 26th. You can follow all of our Rivian coverage at WGLT.org/Rivian. This is Sound Ideas.